Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And my guest is Pastor Kenan Bridges, and I'm releasing his brand new book, Supernatural Favor. And I am so excited. The timing of releasing the three CD series called Favor Revolution, it couldn't be better. But healings are exploding because the favor is on the people that sit under your teaching. Tell me some of the healings that have exploded.
One lady, she had gout, and we do a prayer call every morning. And literally on the call, I began to call out gout being healed, and she was instantly healed of gout. Another time we had a healing meeting, and there was a girl that had three lumps on her breast. And she comes into the meeting. I was about to lay hands on her. The Lord says, do not lay hands on her. He says, I want you to declare my healing and my favor over her life. And I begin to declare it. Do you know that those all three lumps on her breast were dissolved instantly in the service? Another lady had terminal cancer. They gave her 6 months to live. We had been praying for her, and we begin to declare over her life. She recently just went back to the doctor. Not a trace of cancer in her blood. She's completely healed in Yeshua's name.
Tell me a little bit about what grace means to you, tied in with supernatural favor.
Well, grace is a very powerful word, and we see it in the Old Testament. We see it a lot in the New Testament. In the New Testament, grace is always, almost always translated charis or charis, where we get the word charisma from. And it means not only God's goodness or his mercy, but it deals with God's enabling power. The grace of God enables us to do what we cannot do on our own. You know, I talk about our ministry. I talk about my family and how we've experienced a turnaround. And I mean, there was a time when I thought that, man, I can't do this, Lord. This is too difficult. It's too difficult pastoring. But when I begin to yield to the grace of God or the supernatural empowerment of God, it takes the burden off of me. Jesus says, take upon me, Yeshua, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the grace of God is the supernatural power of God. And what happens in our church, for example, as people sit under this teaching, they go out and they begin to do the greater works of Jesus. They begin to minister with power and authority. They begin to see the manifestation of God's goodness in their lives. And I tell people this is so key. When favor is on you and grace is on you, it's kind of like my favorite basketball player, Michael Jordan. You know, he could just kind of glide in the air. I've never seen anything like it. And what happens is you'll still face oppositions, but there'll be so much grace on your life that you will overcome them with ease. There's not toiling in the work anymore. There's power there available for you to overcome.
Talking about one of the neatest examples of this supernatural grace, the power and the favor, is that man that was a musician and a writer, and he was laid off, and he couldn't find a job. He sat under your teaching. What happened?
Well, he's going through a lot. He was going through a lot at the time, and problems in his marriage, problems in his family, and he literally gets hold of the teaching. He lives in a different state. He got hold of the teaching and some of our materials, read through them in like 2 days or 3 days. Do you know that immediately after he's done, a record company contacts him and says, we've been looking for you. We saw something that you did online, and this has to go out to the nations. And they asked him, whatever you want, we'll do it. Just tell us, do you want a royalty? How much? whatever you want, we'll do it. And I'm telling you, Sid, people that are catching this prophetic message are seeing total turnaround. Another lady was going through problems in her marriage, and she got the understanding about how our words release the favor of God and how our words literally create an atmosphere for God to move on our behalf. And so she started speaking life over her marriage. She's been divorced for years. Her husband moved back in with her, and now he is talking about her church, and he's praising her church for giving her this kind of understanding, and her marriage is being restored supernaturally. But it all begins with us understanding that God has favored us, that the favor, all the favor that we need is in Yeshua. And if we'll plug into him, if we'll love him, if we'll put our faith and trust in him, and if we'll speak the favor of God over our lives and over our circumstances, we too will walk under the same favor that Abraham and that Yeshua walked under.
Now, you talk about, and I have to say, God has so fine-tuned your teaching on favor. You teach at a level that I have not heard before. Tell me about the word expectation. How important is that?
Expectation is very important. You know, expectation is, it is the catalyst for everything that we are able to experience and receive in our lives. I tell people that the atmosphere of expectation, or the attitude of expectation, is the atmosphere for the miraculous. Literally, what you expect, you literally attract to yourself. It's a spiritual law. For example, some people may listen to a teaching like this and say, fooey. And they experience fooey in their lives because they are literally expecting it. But those that expect more always experience more.
Yeah, but what would you say to someone that they had their expectation up for years and nothing happened, and now they figure, I'm not going to hurt myself anymore. I'm done with this expectation. What would you say?
Well, I would tell them to do what David did. In Samuel, the Philistines came and they pillaged their territory and the camp, and they were talking of stoning David, and David was in a very bad situation. Now, he had been going through a lot, but the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. And I tell people all the time, you got to learn to talk to yourself. Yeah, people may think you're crazy. They may think you're listening to music without headphones. But sometimes you just have to talk to yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord. And I want to encourage someone out there that's listening right now. You need to be encouraged. You need to know that God loves you. You need to know that God has a great plan for your life, and he's not giving up on you. So don't you give up on yourself. Speak life over your situation. When I wake up out of the bed every day, I expect the favor of God to manifest. And I kid you not, Sid, something good happens to me every day.
You know, when people listen to your teaching and when they read your book, where they had no hope, a supernatural hope starts developing. Have people told you that?
Yes, all the time. We get people that have had chronic illnesses in their body. In fact, one guy, he was literally dying. He had a brain condition where he was dying, and he had been to all the healing ministers, all the conferences. And he began to sit under the teaching, and all of a sudden, hope began to come back. His joy began to come back. He began to expect from God, and in less than 12 months, his condition was turned around. He's alive and well. His family is blessed. His children are blessed. And that's the power of supernatural expectation. The Bible says we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. See, hope is invisible to the natural eye, but it's real. And the more we hope, the more we begin to anticipate. And the more we begin to anticipate, it's like an electrical charge. We're plugging into the source, and the power is generating. So hope then, Sid, is literally the catalytic converter of the supernatural. It's what converts all of our dreams, all of our anticipations into manifestation. So without hope, without expectation, there will never be manifestation. We have to hope in God. David said, "Why so cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him. That means I'm going to praise him even though things around me look crazy. Said I'm a living testimony. Nobody would have thought that I would be where I am today. Nobody would have thought that I would have authored books and done ministry. That was not in my future as far as I was concerned. But God had another thing in mind. And when I got hold of the Word of God and I began to speak the Word of God consistently, whether I felt it or not, and I began to declare the Word of God over my life, it began to release the favor and power of God over my life. And when it did, things began to turn around.
Well, is it time for a turnaround in your life? Is it time to be supernaturally injected with supernatural hope? Is it time that your expectation will be like it was when you were a brand new believer? Is it time that you get in the right place at the right time? I believe that as you read Supernatural Favor and listen to the three CDs, especially with Pastor Keenan praying over you, favor declarations and the prayer of impartation. I mean, he has got a revelation that few Bible believers have. It's time for you to walk in supernatural favor. For a gift of $35, the Shabbat broadcast, the Lord has already blessed you. The Lord, he's already smiled upon you. The Lord, he has already favored you. The Lord, he's already gifted you. The Lord, he has already given you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222 Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.